Hey guys, today I want to talk about creating space. Ooh, interesting topic. So, creating space is a tool, a strategy to allow you to reassess your thoughts, reassess where things are at for you, and take note of what you may need to be doing a little bit differently. What happens time and time again, we get there's so much happening in our lives. It's always go, go, go. We go for a walk or listen to a podcast, we drive the car, we're listening to music, or we're listening to a YouTube clip, or we're listening to a book, or there's always something. We're always doing something and trying to be most effective and efficient by doing something else at the same time. What that does, though, it doesn't enable us to create space to allow us to have some thinking time. So what can happen is that we can always be easily distracted with other thoughts and other ideas and other strategies and so forth, rather than going within and self-reflecting. Because with self-reflection it equates to self-awareness. And when we have self-awareness, then we can have a look at the beliefs that we're running, the stories that we're telling ourselves, the patterns that we're running every single day. And maybe they may be helping us, or maybe they may be hindering us, but it allows us to really self-reflect, to become more self-aware. So next time you're going for a walk, take those earpods out, take those headphones out. Next time you're down the beach, just sit and watch the waves. Next time you're going for a walk in the park, take your shoes off and just be one with your thoughts. Sometimes it's scary, I know. But by having less distractions in our lives allows us to self-reflect, allows us to increase that self-awareness, to see things a little bit differently, to act upon them maybe a little bit different from where we were, just a knee-jerk reaction before. It's a very, very powerful tool about some creating some space. And when we hear different thoughts or thoughts that come up, or if we have different ideas, by asking yourself that qu the question, that's an interesting point of view, I have that point of view, allows us to create a little bit more space from reacting of like, oh, I should have done this, oh, I should have done that, oh, knee-jerk reaction once again. So by taking the distractions away, by asking us that question is, oh, that's an interesting point of view, I have that point of view, creates further space to gather our thoughts, to self-reflect, to have that self-awareness, and then take action of where we need to take action. Let me know how you go. Bye for now.